We're also going to define analytical functions here. Now, suppose f is a complex valued function defined in an open set, as let's say. Then we say the function is analytic at a certain point in S. If it's actually differentiable at that point, and not only that, it also differentiable at each point in the same in the neighborhood of that point. It is fact that we can actually show that if function is analytic at a certain point, which means it has a derivative around that neighborhood and at that point too, then you can actually show that it actually has derivatives, continuous derivatives of all orders, not just first order derivative, but actually all order derivatives. So if it has all the order of derivatives, then of course you can actually take a power series expansion. So every point, every function analytic at a certain point, it actually has a power series representation at that point. And in particular, if a function is analytic in the entire set, and when we say with its function, it's analytic at each point in a set, then we say the function is analytic in the set. Now, analytic function has some nice properties. This property is usually called a maximum modulus theorem. What it says is that if you have a function and it's defined and continuous in a closed bounded set, and actually it's analytic in the interior of the S, okay, then the function will not achieve maximum in the interior. In other words, the maximum will only be achieved on the boundary of that closed bounded set, and that's what is called a maximum modulus theorem.